As Maryland officials raced to meet the state's urgent need for medical supplies over the last 2 months, two deals gained national attention. Governor Larry Hogan's procurement of 500,000 COVID-19 test kits from South Korea, and a $12.5 million contract for ventilators and masks from a company started by two Republican fundraisers, a company that did not deliver. Yesterday, state lawmakers grilled an official from the Hogan administration over whether the tests from South Korea were actually being used. And as WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, they also questioned whether officials have been too quick to approve these deals.
The state received an offer on March 29th for ventilators and masks from Blue Flame Medical. 3 days later, the state signed a contract to buy 1.5 million N95 masks and 110 ventilators. The state canceled the contract earlier this month after the items didn't arrive when state officials say they were expected. However, in published documents, an attorney for the company said they had until the end of June. Speaking over video chat with the Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee on Wednesday, State Secretary of General Services Ellington Churchill said the contract was approved during a mad dash for supplies that were suddenly nearly impossible to find.
The success of our office to urgently source and contract as well as transport materials to Maryland during the months of March and April was deemed a matter of life and death.
But lawmakers questioned whether the state vetted Blue Flame Medical before awarding a $12.5 million contract. Committee Chair Paul Pinsky noted that two Republican political operatives incorporated the firm in Delaware about a week before the contract was signed.
The two principals, until March 23rd, had no experience with procuring PPE material. Their only experience was raising money for national elected officials.
Senator Clarence Lamb, who represents parts of Baltimore and Howard counties, highlighted a story about the company's origins published in Politico on March 27th, 2 days before the state says the company reached out.
So, you know, that may have even just popped up on a basic Google search.
Churchill said the company was referred by a member of Hogan's team, but Churchill's office wasn't paying much attention to who was running the company.
No conversations were held with the governor's team specifically concerning giving a contract to Blue Flame Medical based on any relationship.
Lawmakers also pushed for the whereabouts of the 500,000 test kits Hogan bought from the South Korean firm Lab Genomics. Senator Lamb, a physician who specializes in public health, showed the group FDA paperwork that makes clear the kits did not include several tools needed to use them.
If you're missing the swabs, and you're missing the reagents, and you're missing the testing equipment, I'm not sure what else is left that could have been procured.
He said he knows the state must be missing necessary supplies because he hasn't seen evidence that the tests are being used. Churchill referred questions about the tests to the State Department of Health. But at a press conference later on Wednesday, Hogan said that when he announced the test kits, he said there were parts missing.
And we've been in the process of acquiring all of those things. We announced 2 weeks ago that we got swabs and the transport tubes from the federal government, finally. We created our own reagents, and we're ramping up lab capacity.
Hogan said beginning this week, the tests can be processed at a University of Maryland lab the state invested in. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.